Maseches Demai, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, 2-5. Here the Mishnah is dealing with a question about someone who normally acts, let's say, as a wholesaler, but he's doing a particular transaction right now that is a retail transaction. The idea being that if he's working large quantities as a wholesaler, so we said in the previous Mishnah, he can leave the Demai obligation to the end purchaser because he sort of sells in larger quantities, giving a bulk discount and therefore having thinner profit margins. As opposed to a retail person like who's dealing with small, precise quantities and with higher margins, where he must himself take the demai tithes before selling it to the end purchaser. So again, the question here is, what if a person is a wholesaler, but he's doing a particular transaction here, which is retail, small and precise, even though he usually is off the hook with the demai requirements, does now he have to shoulder that burden because he's doing a retail, small, precise transaction? Or not. And the converse also, what if a person is normally a retail salesperson who sells in small quantities and precise measure and therefore is obligated under normal circumstances to take the demai, but here he's doing a transaction which is wholesale in nature, and does he have a dispensation in this particular transaction to not take the demai tithe and instead pass that on to the end user, as is the case for normal wholesale transactions, or no, since he normally is obligated, here too is obligated, even though it happens to be a one-off large wholesale transaction. Now, this Mishnah is a little tricky, only because the version of the Mishnah we have, our Girsa, is not the same as the version that the Bartanura had, and he actually prefers his Girsa to ours explicitly. And according to the Bartanura's Girsa, the conclusion of the Mishnah is the exact opposite of how it is in our Mishnah. So first I'll say the Mishnah as it reads according to us, and then I'll say according to the alternative girsa of the Bar Tanura. So the Mishnah reads, Reb Meir Omer, Eshet Darko Limaded Begasa, if a person works with a particular staple that is normally measured out in large quantities, gasa means large and like slightly imprecise, Umadada Bedaka, and this particular transaction is done with a small, fine measure, precise measure, so then Tfela Daka Lagasa, our Mishnah says, the fact that this is a one-off means that this particular one transaction is subordinate to his general exemption as a person who sells large quantities, and therefore, even though this is a one-off retail transaction, this wholesaler is exempt from tithing the demai part of this retail transaction. Es shadarko lima ded bedaka. If a person's a retailer who usually sells in precise quantities, and therefore he's obligated to take the demai tithes, umadad begasa, and in this particular transaction he happens to be doing a wholesale, imprecise, large transaction, you might think that this transaction is exempt, but that's incorrect. Tfela gas ladaka, this one imprecise, large transaction is subordinate to his usual obligation to tithe everything. And therefore, we look at his normal status, his usual requirements, and that will override any particulars of this transaction. The Bartanura says the exact opposite. The Bartanura says if a person is doing a kind of transaction that is not normal for him, so we do not look at his normal policy of if he's a wholesaler being exempt from demai, and if he's a retailer being required to take the demai tithes. Instead, we say each transaction is judged on its own merits, and if this is a particularly large transaction, he'll be exempt, even though he's normally required as someone who works with small measures to take the demai tithes. The Mishnah ends by saying, Ezuhi midagasa, just how large of a quantity constitutes large measures? You'll be surprised to learn, biyavesh, if it's dry goods, shloshes kabin, a mere 3 kabin is all that's required. A kav is approximately 2 liters, so 3 kav is something like 6 liters, gallon and a half, say, not very much. And uvalach, if we're talking about liquids, so then dinar. Then once he is using a dinar's value, not a volume, but a value of a dinar of liquid, that's considered to be midagasa, a large quantity, and he is exempt from taking the demai, able to pass on obligations of the demai tithing to the end purchaser. Rabbi Yossi adds the following, however the halacha does not follow him. Rabbi Yossi omer, sali te'enim, v'sali anavim, v'kupa shel yarek, if a person is selling figs or grapes or vegetables, not by particular weight or particular number, but rather just by the basket, like strawberries by the punnet, etc. So then, kol zman shu mochen achsara, provided that he's selling it achsara, which means, according to the Bartanura, just by estimate, again, not a precise quantity or precise weight, just, you know, by the basketful, patur, then he is also exempt from taking the demai tithes. That's Rabbi Yossi's sheet, however, the halacha does not follow him.